Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's Monday, August 14th, 2023. Tell everybody you know, tune in now. It's an InfoWar. InfoWars, the most banned network in the world.
On March 6, 2001, Alex Jones first predicted the September 11th attack on the World Trade Center.
You've got an element of the FBI and these war game scenarios where they can remote control a 747 and they're going to crash it into the World Trade Center.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
Well, I got to talk about a new hire that the crew hired about 3 months ago without asking me. And you'd think you couldn't hire somebody here without asking me, but I'm like, who's this Chase Geyser guy in the office? I'd seen him before online, all some of his stuff. I'm like, I did not hire him. And they go, you're in bankruptcy. The CRO hired him. And that's something good that Pat McGill did. And the guy just knocks it out of the park. And he's a great talk show host as well, right up there with Harrison Smith and Owen Shore. We love him to death. And I've gotten to be pretty good friends with him since he's been here. And we fire and forget here on air. And we'll play that clip we just played one more time here in a moment. So I talk about stuff. I see things. I give you my take on it. And then up until just about 5-6 years ago, we wouldn't even write notes about the show. Now we have folks that do a log. When I talk about a particular topic or a particular guest, they'll put a note so we try to search it later and find it. But we've done so many tens of thousands of shows, there's no way to keep track of it. Well, Chase Geyser has been ferreting around online and found archives and online reservoirs, depositories of my older shows. And they have found the March shows and the July shows where I go through everything. How they're going to fly jets in the World Trade Center, how they're going to bring in tyranny, how they're going to pass the Patriot Act. It's just incredible. So you just heard a few seconds from that March broadcast 22 years ago. And we have the whole broadcast. Now, it takes crew and energy and people. It's one thing to find it and get the clips, another to start re-uploading these where they can be found for everybody at band.video. So really, 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 really great job, because we had no way other than what had been uploaded to prisonplanet.tv. And that was just part of our work until this guy started ferreting around. And he says he's just struck mother loads of information. There's people listening to me now, and they go, okay, this guy, they say, is right about a lot of stuff. But when we play them clips of me 25 years ago, they're finding clips that old, saying that the transgender movement, the sex change movement is what it was called then, is about transhumanism and destroying the family, it's going to blow people away. Now, that's not our main topics, obviously, here, and I'm loaded for bear. Super prepared for this broadcast. I've really got to cover all this news. So we're going to have a lot of news and analysis and some phone calls later in the transmission. I've cleared the deck of guests, except one guest that's popping in the last 30 minutes. The broadcast I'll tell you about later. But here's the little promo clip, and I love what he said, because I came up with tomorrow's news today. InfoWars, tomorrow's news today. But he came up with a line even more powerful. While the rest of the controlled corporate media lies about today's news, we tell you the truth about what's coming next. I mean, he put it even better. Here it is.
On March 6, 2001, Alex Jones first predicted the September 11th attack on the World Trade Center.
You've got an element of the FBI and these war game scenarios where they can remote control a 747 and they're going to crash it into the World Trade Center.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
All right. So, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
For everything the globalists hit us with, God, through Mother Nature, has given us the answer. I don't have to sell you on CBD oil, full-spectrum CBD oil, the incredible things it does for your nerves, your brain, your entire physiological system, for your nervous system particularly. Everybody knows it's incredible. It works. We have the strongest, best CBD oil you're going to find anywhere at the lowest price. Yes, you can find this same CBD oil for 30% more because that's who we're getting it from. Made right here in Central Texas. Our private label name is Rebel Zen. Rebel Zen is a private label of one of the top three or four CBD makers in the country. It's based right here in Texas, and we're giving it to you at 30% off. And here's what's even crazier. 30% off of what they're selling it for. They're selling theirs for 30% off what their competitors are. So this is the highest rated, already the lowest price, not even a lower price. Rebel Zen, get yours at InfoWarsStore.com now.
Today, on this Monday, August 14th transmission, I'm going to reveal who runs the New World Order, who's in control of the top of the pyramid, their plans for you and your family, and how to stop them. InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Science is replacing evolution by natural selection with evolution by intelligent design. Not the intelligent design of some god above the clouds, but our intelligent design, the emergence of a new upgraded elite of superhumans enhanced by bioengineering and brain-computer interfaces and things like that. Science may enable life, after being confined for 4 billion years to the limited realm of organic compounds, science may enable life to break out into the inorganic realm.
Here's Harari saying, we're going to make aliens on Earth. We're going to merge the machines and be a new life form, a new ruling alien class on Earth. See, they're building the aliens. The biomedical AI merger with our flesh. The raping of humanity. It's the same story from Roswell in the late 40s. With Colonel Corso, heavily promoted everywhere by the biggest publishers, by the biggest movie makers. That was system funded. Because they don't want you to understand the full spectrum of interdimensional contact. And the fact that it's always been here, and these things actually aren't alien, they're part of our existence and part of our story here. If it is the aliens, it's us, put here on this planet by God. And there's these things that were already basically here. We've probably not been here as long as this thing's been here. If you really read the ancient texts of the Bible. So they don't want you to know it's far more complex, and they're not in control of it. All they're doing is being demonically inspired by these creatures that will only give them Hellraiser vision. It will only give them how to have technology for evil, because it doesn't like us. This is just a training camp where our father has put us here. We think we're only living on one life so that we're in this super scared position of having all these spiritual and ancestral intergalactic interdimensional memories. And it's all a giant three-dimensional real scenario war game. And they don't want you to know that. And they don't want you to understand they signed on to the wrong team. They joined with the destructive force, the evil force, so they can have power during this the third-dimensional simulation. It's a three-dimensional genetic universal simulation. It's a real simulation. Since that it's forever war, you don't die when you die. You're an electrochemical, multidimensional creature. This is only one lowest manifestation of you. We have glorified heavenly bodies. There's this first heaven, the second heaven, the third heaven. It's all right there for you to understand. And again, what is the heaven? A dimension. They are programming that aliens are these little stupid gray things and they want to kidnap us at night and take stuff from us. And there is some evidence for some lower level creatures. They're like a biological android. This whole big UFO thing is a distraction that, oh, the aliens are harassing our ships. The aliens are harassing our troops. No, that's the globalists with their advanced technology playing games. So they can brand contact with the angels and God as the devil, when really we're here with the devil. We're not locking in with the devil. The devil's locking in with us.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Monday Live. Thank you so much for joining us on this live August 14th, 2023 transmission. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be here for the next 4 hours live. Ahead of the mighty, intrepid Owen Schroyer. Okay, here's what's going to happen. At the bottom of the hour, I'm going to reveal who controls the New World Order, what their goals are, and how to stop them. And some very good things are happening. It's accelerated, the awakening, all over the planet. Presidents, prime ministers, top legislators, senators, media leaders, all the main dominant media personalities are now anti-globalist. I'm going to list them for you. Do I need to? They are talking about how global banks, through BlackRock, through a few other organizations, are creating crises to destabilize and collapse civilization and consolidate power and control to then carry out their transhumanist endgame. And more scientists, I mean, by the hundreds of thousands, nurses, doctors, scientists are going public. Nobel Prize winners by the dozen. That's conservative. Are coming out against the poison shots, against the fake global warming, climate change, power grab. It is an amazing time to be alive, but the enemy is throwing everything they've got at us. I'm going to cover that coming up in about 21 minutes from now. When we come out of break at 33 after, we are going to hit all of this and lay it out. And remember, the enemy is fighting around the clock to keep this information from getting to the public, because if they get this information, it's game over for the New World Order. They say the world as we know it ends in 2030. They say billions are going to die because the earth's warming and we're bad, but they're the ones cutting off the energy, cutting off the food, funding the civil unrest, cutting off the police, starting the wars, funding the social unrest groups. So, in the interim, let me tell you what is on the plate other than that, and I will cover that in the last 30 minutes this hour, then I will cover all this other news and take your phone calls. Senator Cruz says it's time for Biden impeachment hearings. CNN, Trump lawyers receive written invitation to inspect Georgia voting machines. What's the first rule of the State Department that election's free and open, that you're allowed to inspect, you're allowed to investigate? That's reportedly just one of the new indictments coming out of Georgia as the world braces for the fourth kangaroo indictment. Then all causes of mortality up a whopping 45% in 0 to 24 age group since COVID vax rollout. CDC data shows, and a whole stack of news on the poison shot area. Then the left this weekend had their pedo pride event, where they paraded hundreds of small children in front of them as their metaphoric captors. We'll be going through that. Skittles are the latest Bud Light after releasing trans BLM packaging for children. Remember when they caught the tobacco companies covertly funding candy companies with candy cigarettes? And that's what they're doing here, but with something far more insidious. That ties into the Chinese communist openly funding anti-family messages on TikTok. And we'll also get into all these people coming forward saying, yeah, they had gay sex with Barack Obama. And the issue here is Barack Obama is blackmailed. Barack Obama is controlled. And we don't hate Barack Obama because he's married to Big Mike or that he's, quote, gay. At least I don't. I hate him because he's pushing it all on our children and it's pedophilic. Chrissy Teigen reveals best place she and her husband, John Legend, had sex was with the Obama thing. And, of course, Obama saying how he fantasizes daily about sex with men, trying to see if his girlfriend was into that. We've got big Ukraine news. Well, the Ukrainian women party on the beaches. Their men died. More on the Georgia prosecutors have messages showing Trump team is behind voting machine breach. I already mentioned that, but it ties into the fact that they were simply invited in to be able to check and see. And now in Michigan, Georgia, Pennsylvania, Arizona, they have found all the votes showing Trump won. They found the dead people, the illegals voting in numbers that would have made Trump win. We have that big news. And, of course, we have the huge developments in New York that have really hit a crescendo as hundreds of thousands of illegal aliens just in New York State alone arrive and litter the streets and hotels, with the government spending tens of millions, $20 million just in one city alone a month to house them, $10,000 for every, quote, migrant. All the homeless are everywhere, and they throw people out of the hospital on stretchers onto the street. We have video of all of that. Also, more news on Bill Gates obsessed with ticks that give you beef allergies as the cover for what's actually in the vaccine. Bill Gates' lab-grown meat causes cancer in humans. Biden regime to spend $1.2 billion to vacuum carbon dioxide from the sky. Chinese military says it's figured out.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
It's back to school time, and Sonic Drive-In's got your back. In an effort to help teachers and students get the classroom supplies they need for the new school year, the Sonic Foundation is donating $1 million in August to Donors Choose, an education nonprofit that allows individuals to donate directly to classroom requests submitted by teachers. If you want to help, there's an opportunity this month for you to join the Sonic Foundation to support a local school near you. Starting on August 15th, the Sonic Foundation will celebrate the back-to-school season by providing up to $900,000 to match donations to teacher requests on Donors Choose in Sonic markets. This is in addition to the $100,000 from the Sonic Foundation and Reese's Book Club to match donations to classroom projects earlier this month. Visit DonorsChoose.org on August 15th while the Sonic Foundation is matching donations and help one of the thousands of teachers that have posted requests.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Believe arsonists did set these fires, and we have evidence we'll cover next hour of that, and people being arrested for it. And they basically had the utility companies and others keep the power on that would make it even more explosive. They had emergency crews stand back and only protect elitist properties with the fire departments. So this is staged, but it wasn't done with a laser, even though that's sexy and fun to talk about. It was done with a lighter or matches and gasoline. You can bet your bottom dollar on that. And I'm not into arson, and I'm not a pyromaniac, but even if the globalists took all our guns, went to a physical civil war, you can take all the guns you want with a double-edged dagger or a hammer, and you can burn down whatever you want with a can of gasoline and a lighter. We're not doing that. But the left, they've been caught all over the country. And you know what the big tell is of hundreds? You know why I know? Patterns. You know, I know they were going to blow up the World Trade Center with jumbo jets. They were wargaming it. They had the Pentagon cancel a trip a week before to New York, and the list goes on and on. You know how I know? In the 2000 election, in the 6 months before the election, they arrested hundreds of leftist, Antifa, and environmental activists all over the United States, but particularly on the West Coast, during the high winds that summer. Police arrested 14, I pulled the article up this morning, in 2 days in Northern California, because the cops knew what to look for. They were shooting around on back roads. They were looking at the wind, what was hitting neighborhoods, and they knew people were setting them. The fire department told them, clearly these are all being set right by neighborhoods, right in the direction of the wind. So the police just raced around, and the fire department raced around. There's a lot of good men and women still left. And they asked shopkeepers and auto mechanics and others to help them. They raced around in their trucks and their cars on the back roads, right outside towns, again, on the back side, on the front side of the wind, knowing which way you'd set a fire. And they caught, in just one day, 14 Antifa and leftist environmentalists setting fires. Remember that? And I even have a friend that lives in Northern California who's a firefighter who agreed with me and said that they were aware of that. And they arrested in his county scores of people as well during those months. So all I got to do is look, okay, the wind's blowing to the east, 40 miles an hour, it's dry. We just got to get in the scrub brush and the trees and the grass on the outside of town where arsonists would set the fires. And sure enough, there they are, setting the fires with the cans of gas and their lighters. Oh, yeah, 14th. Oh, you guys found it. 14th arson suspect arrested. That's in a whole other spate of groups. And they're all Antifa or professors or leftist or an Extinction Rebellion. We got good cops. We got good firefighters. They're out there. But here was the big tell. Not that we arrested all those people. That was a big tell. That was a big piece of evidence. That's enough to know it's them. It's part of the globalist program, part of the larger operation. They got their Antifa and their other leftist groups like Extinction Rebellion blocking roads, blocking tracks, doing stuff everywhere, Antifa derailing trains everywhere. Been probably 100 arrests, that's a guesstimation, of Antifa around the country derailing trains. It always gets shut down. That's the key. When we reported that in July, August, September, and October of 2020, hey, look, 5 arrested here, 3 arrested here, 2 arrested here, 14 arrested here in one day. In California, in Oregon, in Washington State, in other areas on the West Coast. When we reported that, the national controlled corporate media attacked us and Snopes attacked and says there is no arsonist being arrested. So you see towns going up all over Northern California, towns all over Southern California going up. And the police get in there with the firefighters and the fire marshal. They go, let's get the maps out. And they get the Google Maps out and they look, okay, wind's coming in this way. They've already burned all these towns. We think they're probably hit right here. You can see they're moving in a pattern. All right, let's put the deputies and whoever else, because you know these emergencies, they got their buddies and stuff to go out there too. That's a little secret that they never outlawed the posse. They tried to get rid of it, but there's little secret posses. Get every man and woman you can in these areas on radios, on their phones. And if I got to guess, there's a state park here, a national park here. It's probably a leftist park ranger. They busted some of those. Set up in these areas with binoculars. Watch the cars going in. Get all the plates so we can run them and get ready for fires. And then they're sitting there 5 hours. Okay, got smoke about a mile away. It's up there on the ridge. All right, how many cars you got coming in here? We got about 15 cars in the last 4 or 5 hours coming in, sir. All right, run their plates. I'm going to set up here on the roads. Only one road coming out. You just block the road, and you just walk right over, and the little bastards have the can of gas tank in their glove compartment or in their trunk or in their back seat. You know, you're in a suspicious area. I got probable cause. Get out of the car. And these little bastards are so arrogant because they want to go back and show what they did. Just like they take photos at the mailing boxes when they're putting 50, 20, 30 ballots in. Almost every case, these sons of bitches have photographed and videotaped themselves setting the fires. Then it gets worse. The leftist judges are in control. And you know what happens? They let almost all of them off and none of that evidence comes in. Now, I told you coming up, I'm going to do a deep dive on the New World Order and who runs it and controls it. But I could go for 10 hours on these arsonists and their weapon. This is how the North beat the South. They couldn't beat the South till they burned all everything down. The towns, the villages, the cities, the fields. And they did it with flint. They didn't have lighters back then like this. I guess they had some at that point. But the point is, this is war, boys and girls. W-A-R, all capital. All right, we're going to break. Please remember, you're not going to get game-changing, world-changing information without funding. And we are accelerating our operations, intensifying our operations. Plus, we got products you need. Everybody should be on Vitamin Mineral Fusion. All organic, high-end vitamins, minerals, amino acids, everything you need essentially. Tastes great. Super strong. Funds the operation. Infowarstore.com. 3,000 milligrams CBD oil for your neurological systems and your body and your joints, your bones. If you haven't tried it, you should be on it. Doesn't get you high, doesn't make you tired, just makes you clear. I'm on it right now. Infowarsstore.com. Nitric Boost cleans out your blood. So important with what's the attacks on our hearts going on, our cardiovascular systems. Nitric Boost, Infowarsstore.com. And finally, the highest quality, 30 parts per million from the top lab in the country. Colloidal silver that is good for emergencies, but good for topical or internal use all the time. You know what colloidal silver does. If you don't do it, you should research it. Silver Bullet, finally back in stock, limited run, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And don't forget, we also have three different amazing toothpastes, the turmeric toothpaste, the coral calcium whitening toothpaste, and the incredible concentrated charcoal toothpaste. I beg you to think about how important your word of mouth is, and you sharing the articles and sharing the videos and telling people, get the forbidden truths you're not supposed to find at InfoWars.com/show and getting products at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got three amazing products in stock, ready to ship, sold out for almost 6 months. Vitamin Mineral Fusion, so incredible, so good for your whole body. A one-stop shop for everything you need for vitamins, minerals, and key amino acids for your immune system and more. Back in stock, discounted. Silver Bullet, 30 parts per million from the top lab in the country, proudly labeled by us. Discounted. InfoWarsStore.com. Nitric Boost to clean out your blood and make you healthier. It's in stock. Rave reviews. Top doctors say it's amazing. InfoWarsStore.com. And that keeps us on air. Thank you so much for your support. Spread the word. Pray for the broadcast. And go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get great products to keep the tip of the spear in the fight.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
On March 6, 2001, Alex Jones first predicted the September 11th attack on the World Trade Center.
You've got an element of the FBI and these war game scenarios where they can remote control a 747 and they're going to crash it into the World Trade Center.
While other networks networks lie to you about what's happening now. InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
God has given us an intelligence when we interface with His incredible discernment, His omnipresent power that can override any AI system Satan will ever create. I have it. All of you have it. You only have to tap into it. It's time. Get on your knees and ask for the Holy Spirit to lead, guide, and direct you. Or be destroyed. The choice is yours.
Nach dem Tod ein Engel werden. Den Blicken Himmel fragst du dann. Warum man sie nicht sehen kann.
Civilization selectively is under attack. Leftists, Extinction Rebellion forces funded by the New World Order are setting fires all over the natural world, destroying food plants and other vital infrastructure. The New World Order turned off much of the Third World for over 2 years, causing a giant refugee crisis and mass starvation. While always exempting themselves and consolidating power and doubling and tripling their profits. This is the New World Order. A post-industrial world for you and I, not for them. All right. What I'm about to cover is not new, but there's new information, a new layer. But one of the most popular accusations against myself and against anyone else exposing the global corporate ruling psychotic transhumanist eugenicist control freak mad scientist elite is that, well, tell us who runs it. Well, we have. We wrote down exactly who the three power blocks are on the planet and the sub-blocks. And it's in all their major papers and C-SPAN reports and Davos World Government Summits. It's all right there. When I first was waking up 40 years ago and getting on air 29 years ago, I was reading books and articles quoting the David Rockefellers of the world and their plan. So let me give you a brief history in case you just crawled out from under a rock. I know most listeners will go, we already know this, on your own research. And then I'll get into the latest developments. But here's what's happened. You had the British Empire. You had the European empires, mainly the Saxe-Coburg-Gothas that were left interbred with the British elite, that were the Austro-Hungarian Empire. So you have the British Empire, the European elite, and the Russians. And the Russian Empire, also the same genetic bloodline as the European royalty and the British royalty. All hailing from Transylvania and Vlad the Impaler. Can't make that up. Look up. The British monarchy hails its original roots as Count Dracula. I mean, you just can't make up the weirdness. I'm not just saying that to sound weird. That's where you get Bram Stoker and all that. So, by World War I, the Austro-Hungarian Empire, not through conquest, not through military, but through science and technology, was supplanting the British Empire, the Russian Empire. But there was a wild card, the United States of America, that had begun with the Spanish-American War in 1898 with the sinking of the Maine in Havana Harbor as a false flag, was beginning to expand into the Pacific Ocean and coaling stations, and was beginning to take over. That triggered the Japanese to become upset. You know what happened with Pearl Harbor. She had some lesser players. Until then, the U.S. was a lesser player. Japan was a super junior lesser player. China had been dominated by the European elites and divided into a bunch of different sectors. It had not yet been reconstituted as it was by the CIA and the Communist Party in 1947. And Communist China comes in later. So, at the end of World War I, in 1918, you have a defeated Austrian-Hungarian Empire. You have an exhausted, debilitated, wrecked, millions-dead British Empire. And you have the United States coming forward as the new dominant force. You have the czars and their empire collapsing, and the Bolshevik Revolution funded by British intelligence. So the European Empire goes down. The Russian Empire goes down. Who's left? An exhausted British Empire, deeply in debt, and a war-weary population. Far more British died, Scots and Irish, in World War I than died in World War II. Look the numbers up. It was staggering. Some battles, 200,000 were lost. The death toll was in the millions. Just on the UK side alone. So, said I'd make it simple. This is a very simple breakdown. You can spend PhD upon PhD to study all the fine intricacies of this. Let's get the break. So, end of World War One. British Empire tries to reestablish itself through the League of Nations to make other countries feel like they were a party to it, but to use the League of Nations as a payoff arm for geopolitical control. The League fails. The United States, weary of war, pulls back from it. Woodrow Wilson's plan fails. Then Germany, under the Versailles Treaty, and what's left of the Austrian-Hungarian Empire, becomes angry. Germany has a lot of its lands taken. Other parts of the empire have been taken. And so you see the rise of Hitler to respond to that. With the end of World War II and the defeat of the Nazis, now what's left of the European Empire is officially defeated. It merges officially into the British Empire at the Bilderberg Conference in Oosterbeek, Holland. This has come out in the Senate files, which I was given by a Senate archivist that visited me at the site of Bilderberg when I was covering it 14 years ago. We published those secret documents and no one seemed to care. Out of the secret Senate archives. So we're now at the end of World War II. We have the Bretton Woods Agreement to make the dollar the world reserve currency of the planet. So who's left? You have the Soviet Union set up as a false opposition group. They didn't totally control it, but they put it in charge. The globalists here in the West gave nuclear technology, atomic technology, to the Russians. So you have the Soviet Union, and you have the British Empire, and the U.S. Empire. And by the end of World War II, through the Council on Foreign Relations and the Atlantic Movement, the British Empire had officially been merged into the U.S. Empire. Europe was now a controlled vassal state split up by the Soviet Union and the Anglo-American establishment. That's what the globalists call the British-U.S. Combined Empire Alliance. They then played out this kabuki dance while the Russians used their opposition to the West and we used our opposition to them to battle and consolidate control by starting proxy wars in different nations. That was the pretext for the two systems in the bipolar political world to actually expand control of the entire planet, while the very same Rothschild, Rockefeller combines were funding both the Soviet and the Anglo-American empire. But you had to have that Hegelian dialectic of two sides, like a two-party system, to get people to buy into.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Their anti-human, anti-family agenda, because the globalists have gotten control of our country. The only thing left standing in their way is a nuclear family. They've got education, by and large. They've got the banks. They've got the medical system. They've got most of the state governments. They've got the federal government. They've got the other central governments. They've got control of the media. Only thing standing in their way is our biology of men and women and children and wanting prosperity and organizing and standing together. They've got control through the ecclesiastical movement and the World Council of Churches of most of the organized religion. Now, the wild card of the Muslims enters into this, but I'll cover that a little bit later. So by giving you a brief 15-minute history, which was an oversimplification, that now leads us to where we are today, with 88% of the companies traded on the NASDAQ or Dow Jones Industrial Average. The Fortune 5,000, not the Fortune 500, 88% controlled by three companies. One of them controls 70% of that. BlackRock. And all three organizations are incestuous and basically the same thing. And they go on TV, they go up the Davos Group and say, we're going to control your behavior, we're going to run your life, we're going to have a social credit score, we're going to have an ESG. You saw all that. And they're moving forward with it. So we want to know the mechanism. It is the central banks. It is the unlimited currency. They give their investment firms to then buy everything up. And then if they can't make you sell, I can't tell you how many people in Maui or Kauai, some of the locals I went and met with and had dinner with, some of the chiefs and some of the deputy chiefs and the people, I mean, folks that had 50 acres in Kauai right on the water, they're being offered $500 million by billionaires for it, won't sell it. Some have a little restaurant, they're being offered $50 million for it. It's only an acre, won't sell it. And then in comes a hurricane with 60, 70 mile an hour winds and all the scrub brush, and all you got to do is light a fire right before the town begins and the way the wind's blowing, and it all burns down. But instead of investigating the arsonist, instead of investigating what was going on, because all the surveillance cameras have been removed, destroyed, you blame space lasers, so it's a dead end and goes nowhere. Don't need a $1 billion laser. All you need's a $1 lighter and some gasoline. And they've been caught and done everywhere. And that's just one microcosm of the documents came out where Antifa, funded by BlackRock, it's all come out in the big banks. Disney, you name it, funds Black Lives Matter. They would have Antifa out. We got documents from Alexander Soros when they came out like 6 years ago where he was in command directing them on what buildings to attack and where to go and what to burn. And it's all small businesses and groups and organizations that they don't own and control. And so that's why all the big hotels and other organizations, they didn't burn because the firefighters were there. They soaked it all in water. They knew to water all their bushes. They knew to clear the debris. They knew what was coming. And that's a microcosm of the larger system. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to start playing clips explaining this from different angles, how they're getting ready your voting, how they control you, how they're taking over. Let's start with Patrick McDavid on Joe Rogan. These numbers are dead on BlackRock and how they run the world. Here it is.
8% of the companies on S&P 500, the largest shareholder is either State Street, BlackRock, or Vanguard. 88% of them. Well, how big is BlackRock? $10 trillion. How big is $10 trillion? Only two countries have a bigger GDP than what BlackRock has, U.S. and China. That's how big BlackRock is. And then you see their influence in defense contracts. If you Google top shareholders of Raytheon, BlackRock, Vanguard. Okay, let's go look at Hollywood. Same thing you see there. Let's go look at pharmaceutical. And you're like, wait a minute. These guys essentially have a monopoly. A billionaire to these guys is nothing. They got the kind of control that make companies fire boards. They can replace CEOs. They can replace leaders if they don't like. But they say 50% is a monopoly law. That is already a monopoly.
But what else is in their way? The nuclear family and local elections and national elections. So you got to get rid of that. Google's already gaming the elections, blocking access to voter information, which Professor Epstein says is a 30% swing on average to steal elections, blocking the Hunter laptop, things like that. But here is a conversation with Sergey Brin, the founder of Google, W.F. Klaus Schwab, saying soon we won't have elections.
The technology now is, and digital technologies mainly have an analytical power. Now we go into a predictive power, and we have seen the first examples, and your company very much involved into it. But since the next step could be to go into a prescriptive mode, which means you do not even have to have elections anymore because you can already predict and afterwards you can say, why do we need elections? Because we know what the result will be.
Yeah, why do we need elections? So, what's shareholder capitalism they keep talking about? I remember a Bloomberg headline 10 years ago where soon prime ministers and presidents won't exist. We will appoint technocrats, says Davos Group. That's called dictatorship. Not Alex Jones telling you. It's right there. They're ruling you out in the open. And now they give you a social credit score where if you don't behave like they want or castrate your child or live in some 200-square-foot coffin apartment, they cut off your job. They cut off your bank account. It's not coming. It's already here. The debanking's everywhere. Where's Congress? Here's Schwab on shareholder capitalism.
Who will really command the fourth industrial revolution and its technology like artificial intelligence?
What's your sense of who's best placed at this time to lead the world into the fourth industrial revolution? Because you pretty much created this term. We're seeing the kind of technological strides that China has made with Huawei, with the 5G technology. Do you believe that this could potentially be China's time once again?
We should make here again a differentiation. On the one hand, we have state capitalism. On the other hand, we have shareholder or private capitalism. So it's a clash between two systems. I believe that state capitalism in the short term provides certain advantages because you can mobilize in a concentrated way a lot of resources to reach a specific objective. But I believe that the future is not state capitalism or shareholder capitalism. The future is what I call stakeholder capitalism, which is combined with a social responsibility.
Which Obama, before he left office, told colleges in Latin America is a merger of capitalism and communism. So the definition of state capitalism is fascism. And then he says we're going to merge it with this other form that's communism. And that's what China is. Here is another clip of the WEF talking about how they'll have programmable currencies to control everything you do. That's clip 43, guys.
As of today, a bank or other financial service provider will be able to immediately freeze or suspend an account without a court order.
Without a court approval. I don't know why the clip got cut short. We'll add that in post when it's uploaded to Vandal Video. Let's go out with a clip of Robert F. Kennedy Jr. 2 days ago talking about this.
I'm seeing Americans live at a level of desperation, of depression, that I never thought I'd see in this country, that I associated with Latin America when I was a boy. The average income now in America is 5,000 times less, the average income, $5,000 less than the cost of basic human needs. And that's why over the past, and 35% of the people in this country are no longer making enough money to pay for those needs. In order to bridge that gap, that $5,000 gap, people are putting their debt on their credit card. And the credit card rates, the credit card debt, personal debt, this week, for the first time in history, exceeded $1 trillion. And people are paying an average of 22% interest on that debt. If the mafia did that to you, it'd be called loan sharking. But if the banks do it, it's business as usual. And those banks are owned primarily by three companies, BlackRock, State Street, and Vanguard. So they are now, and over the past year, we've lost 700,000 homeowners in this country. Those homes were bought out by those companies. And that's more homes than we lost in 2008 during the great mortgage crisis.
And if they can't get your house, they'll just have arsonists burn it down. Figured it out? This is absolute war by the Rothschild Mega Mags against you and your family. But if we identify and understand it, we can beat them. We'll be back with hour number two. Tell everybody you know, tune in now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.